こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 11. Can I get some ketchup for my Japanese dinner? Thanks as always for joining us. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 10?
In the last lesson, we learned how to ask what time something is. For example, 次の電車は何時ですか?
Which is, what time is the next train? And in this lesson, you'll learn how to ask if someone has something, which is useful in situations at shops and restaurants.
That's right.What's happening in the conversation?
Taylor is now in Japan and he's ordering food at a fast food restaurant.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
これとこれとこれ、お願いします。
852円です。
はい。
すみません、2円ありますか?
はい。
ありがとうございます。
すみません。ケチャップありますか?
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
これとこれとこれ、お願いします。
852円です。
はい。
すみません。2円ありますか?
はい。
ありがとうございます。
すみません。ケチャップありますか?
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
これとこれとこれ、お願いします。
This and this and this, please.
852円です。
That's 852 yen.
はい。
Here you are.
すみません。2円ありますか?
Excuse me, do you have 2 yen?
はい。
Here you are.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
すみません。ケチャップありますか?
Excuse me, do you have ketchup?So Taylor is now in Japan, and he's at a fast food restaurant.
That's right.
Fast food is pretty popular in Japan, isn't it?
I would say so. We have most of the popular Western chains like McDonald's, Burger King, KFC.
And there are also lots of original Japanese chains, right?
Yes. Some famous ones are Mos Burger, Lotteria, and First Kitchen.
You'll find some interesting products that you won't easily find at fast food stores in the West.So I recommend trying out some of these places when you're in Japan.
Yes, like shrimp burgers and teriyaki burgers.
It'd be worth trying them out, I think. Okay, so now let's switch gears a little. In this conversation, we heard the price of Taylor's order. Prices in Japanese get big pretty fast, so let's review the numbers from 100 to 999 in this lesson.
Sounds like a good idea.
We've already reviewed the numbers up to 100, and so we have those down.So now, let's look at numbers above 100.
Sure. First, the number 100. 100 is 100.
And to make multiples of 100, for example, numbers like 200, 300, and 400, you just add the number plus 100. For example,
200 will be 2 plus 100. So, 2 plus 100. 200.
Okay, so let's go through the rest of the multiples of 100. Note that in some cases, there's a sound change, and the 100 becomes something like 100 or 100. So listen out for those. All right, so how do we say 300?
300.
400.
400.
500.
500.
600.
600.
700.
700.
800.
800, 900, 900.
Okay, so if you noticed, the numbers for 300, 600, and 800 were a little bit irregular. If you'd like to review them, please check out the PDF.
So, Jesse, what if you want to make a more complex number?
Good point. To make more complex numbers, all you have to do is just put the pieces that we've learned together. For example, the number 573 would be 500 plus 70 plus 3.
500, 500, 70, 70, 3, 3. All together, 573.
And again, that's 573. Tomoyuki, let's do one more.
Sure.
How would we say 852? So remember that 300, 600, and 800 are tricky numbers.
Okay, let's break it down. 800, 800, 50, 50, 2, 2. All together, 852.
852. And that was the number that we saw in the dialogue. All right, so knowing this, you'll be able to say numbers up to 1,000. Numbers take some practice, though, so make sure to give yourself plenty of time to practice them.
Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask if someone has something.
As in, do you have item?
That's right. This is especially useful in shops and restaurants when you want to ask the clerk if they have something. Tomoyuki, could you give us the pattern?
Sure. The pattern is A, ありますか?
A, ありますか? One more time.
A, ありますか?
And this means, do you have A? Now, in the last season, we introduced person wa A ga ありますか? As a way to ask someone specifically if they have something. But in conversation, if you're talking directly to the person, you don't need the person wa part.
Also, the ga after the item is also often left out.
Right, so then you're left with A, ありますか?
Let's show some examples.
Okay, let's pretend we're in a restaurant asking for different condiments. Tomoyuki, what's salt in Japanese?
Salt is 塩.
塩, got it. Okay, so how would we ask, do you have salt or is there salt?
塩, ありますか?
塩, ありますか? How about another one? What's soy sauce in Japanese?
Soy sauce is shoyu.
Shoyu. So, do you have soy sauce or is there soy sauce would be?
Shoyu arimasuka?
Shoyu arimasuka? All right, let's have the listeners repeat now. Please repeat after Tomoyuki. Do you have salt?
Shio arimasuka?
Great. And now, do you have soy sauce?
醤油 ありますか?
All right, sounding good. Now, let's take a look at the examples from the dialogue. We saw our pattern twice.
First, the shop clerk asked Taylor if he had 2 yen.
So, the shop clerk asked,
2円 ありますか?
2円 ありますか? Listeners, please repeat. Do you have 2 yen?
2円 ありますか?
And then, after ordering and paying for his order, Taylor asked if there was ketchup.
Ketchup ありますか?
Listeners, please repeat. Do you have ketchup or is there ketchup?
Ketchup ありますか?
Okay, now lastly, let's have the listeners make a sentence.
Great.
Listeners, imagine you're also at a fast food restaurant and you want to ask for mustard. Tomoyuki, how do we say mustard?
The word mustard comes from English, and so it's mastado.
Mastado. Okay, so now you want to ask, do you have mustard or is there mustard? Listeners, what would you say? And the answer is?
Mastado arimasuka?
Mastado arimasuka?
Great job.
All right, I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Make sure to check out the PDF along with the extra audio bonus tracks. There's one where you can hear just the dialogue and one where you can practice the vocab from this lesson.
Be sure to check those out.
All right, until next time.
じゃあ、また。
これとこれとこれ、お願いします。
852円です。
はい。
すみません。2円ありますか？
はい。
ありがとうございます。
すみません。ケチャップありますか？